Yesterday's gospel reminded us to be vigilant. In today's gospel, Jesus Christ stated further warnings on readiness. God's coming is associated to a thief breaking into the house, ready to steal and destroy one's property and even lives. But if one knew when the thief was coming, he or she would be prepared and have everything be protected. So Jesus is telling us again to be carefully watchful and stay alert, because the thief comes unexpectedly under the cover of darkness and disguise. The thief will attack at the time that he or she is less expected. So what kind of treasure does the Lord Jesus expect us to be vigilantly guard and protect in this present life? It is the treasure of His kingdom and the gifts and graces He has won for us, the gift of salvation purchased by the blood of Christ, who died for us on the cross to free us from slavery to sin and Satan, and also the gift of abundant new life which Christ won for us through His resurrection victory over death, and the gift of the Holy Spirit, who comes to live in us and empower us with a supernatural faith, hope, and love that endure forever. So the Father and the Son come to dwell in us through the gift of the Holy Spirit, who makes His home with us. But we can lose the treasure and gifts of God if we do not guard our hearts and minds and hold to the truth of God's word and live according to His wise precepts, teachings, and just laws. So Satan comes like a thief in the night to rob us of our faith and to draw us away from God's will for our lives. Satan works in the world, the society of men and women who are opposed to God and His commandments, and with our own flesh, those sinful inclinations within us that tempts us to do what is wrong and evil. And Satan whispers to us false promises to make us believe that we can find happiness and joy apart from God and His will for us. So we need to guard our faith so that we may not sway away from what the Lord is teaching us. Let us not be deceived by the false teachings of the world and the evil one. We must be responsible of what we have, as the Lord taught us, from everyone to whom much has been given, much will be required. And from the one to whom much has been entrusted, even more will be demanded. So we must be responsible to our actions, as we are required to be such by what we learned and practice what we know. Which means that we as Christians with the guidance of the scriptures and the teachings of the church, bear far greater responsibilities for the wrongs we do than others, such as non-Christians or non-religious people who have less guidance. Within the church too, there are people who are better formed and better informed, and they too bear greater responsibility before God. At the same time, we might be worth pointing that those who could avail of such formation and information and fail to do so may also be liable to greater accountability. So let us therefore be vigilant, aware, and responsible on what the Lord commanded us today and always. Jesus is expecting us, from us, greater responsibility because we are faithful followers of Him. At the moment we decided to follow Him, we also choose to live responsibly and be dedicated servants of the Master. At the end, if we keep guard and responsible, the Lord will tell us, "Come, responsible and faithful follower, enter the kingdom of God."